Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, everybody, and a happy Saturday to you out there in sports land. This is the Ear to the Ground Sports Podcast. We are the unsung sports grid and a part of the E2G Sports Network. Sun Chips and Buddy for you here on a special edition of our Super Saturday edition, if you will. Saturday, January 9th, 2021. The regular season is gone. The playoffs are underway. It starts today, approximately 1:05. We're going to break that matchup down with you. Sure is my co-host here. Let's bring him in now. He's also in here, and he's pretty geeked as well. Three straight days of football. We'll get into it. Buddy Andre joins us. How you doing today, man?
I'm ready for the marathon. I'm ready to run it. I got my workout clothes on. I'm ready to run this marathon of three straight days of football.
Oh, yeah. I know. You're about kicking in the NFL also, but it is a and a lot of we can decipher a lot of stuff in that and get into that if you want to, if you will. But if you want to join us here on the E2G Sports, Chips and Buddy here, 516-387-1702. Before we break the matchups down, we're gonna obviously we're gonna be on tomorrow at a normal as well. So we're gonna break the three games here today and the three games tomorrow. We'll kind of hold it off a little bit unless something breaks. What are some of your main stories coming out? I mean, if you want to touch. JC and I did it, our good friend John Crow, the situation in Houston. Tell me what your thoughts on that. Is this something that can be repaired by Caserio? I know he's come out and said that Deshaun Watson is our quarterback. How do you see this thing shaking out? And is that the fractured relationship that it appears to be?
Yeah, basically the owners had told him he'd have some input into who got hired, and that did not happen. And I don't know if he's sick of everybody coming from New England to be part of that organization. He just signed a 5-year deal. He's going to push for a trade if the coaching hire isn't also something he's included in. So we'll see how this all breaks down. But there's some teams at the top of the draft who would be clamoring for him, if at all possible.
Right. That's Buddy Andre here, Johnny Sunchips as well. We're breaking down the wild card weekend, Saturday, starting at 1:05, ending with an 8:15 tilt. But yeah, so we get into that, you know, and JC and I talked about it as well. I mean, you look at a team, and I'm going to pick one out, and we talked about it yesterday. The Miami Dolphins are in a great position. I mean, because you don't know what they have in Tua. You had a 4-year veteran in Deshaun Watson. Is that something that Miami, with obviously, ironically enough, Houston's third-round pick, being able to spin something and maybe ship Tua off, bringing a guy in who's seasoned already with a long career ahead of him? Miami is an intriguing thought to you. And as a Patriots fan, having Deshaun Watson in the AFC East would be a really interesting scenario coming here twice a year.
Yeah, it would be quite interesting. And they have the first and second round picks of the Houston Texans. So those would probably be going back also to figure out a trade. I think the Atlanta Falcons could be in play too at number 4
mm-hmm.
overall.
Right.
That's a team. They may be looking to move on from Matt Ryan. He may be going to San Francisco. This could be it'll be interesting, but we got to see it all happen first. He's got to be, you know, bad enough to be pushing for a trade, or they just get fed up with him that they want to trade him. And I don't know that we've reached that point yet. A lot of scuttlebutt at this point.
Right. Buddy Andre, Johnny Sunchips here for you with the Ear to the Ground Sports Podcast. We are the E2G Sports Network Saturday wild card, super wild card weekend, Saturday edition, January 9th. He promised by the organization that he'd have input in these things. And is that a mulligan for the organization itself? Because he's only been around 4 years. Is he worth the cachet to have that much influence on who they bring in, GM, person, trading Stephon Diggs? And he was ticked off at that. I get the point. Did the organization make a mistake in promising a 4-year player, granted he's on a freaking Hall of Fame path, that much office-wise, All right, a little technical difficulty here. We'll see. Buddy.
Yeah. I got
so,
like
yeah,
half of that. Oh.
Okay. Yeah, I'm talking about what did the organization, Houston, make a mistake in promising Watson that much say in what happens in the front office?
Yeah, it came from the owner. So you put it on the owner, and the clown car continues. You think they're just about to start doing something right, and things get worse there. And it's just a franchise that who's running it? Who's running anything at this point in time? Oh, they hired a GM. That's all we know. We know nothing else about who runs what in that organization. And it really is. It's a clown car.
It's too bad, too, because they seem to be a team with in there. But it may be a total gutting sort of scenario with Casino. If it's that street move in a guy like Watson, knowing that it's not going to work out anyway and kind of strike while the iron's hot, if you will. I mean, it's just, you're right. It's a mess there in Houston. And I don't blame him. In cap hell, no draft picks. I mean, what's there to look forward to for a guy who had a season in Deshaun Watson? It's incredible. All right, let's move on. Matchups. Again, if you 516-387-0516-3.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to end this episode and start fresh in a few minutes because I am hearing every eighth word you're saying, and it's terrible radio.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to end the radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
You got it.